This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Action Heating and Air, Darien Pharmacy, Southern Hardware, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And now, here's your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. The segment of the Buccaneer Culture Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Tony Glazer. Coach Glazer, coming off a tough game there Friday night, a tough opponent, and nobody even gave us a chance to compete in this ball game. Tony, what did you do to get the boys fired up and ready to go and play the way they played Friday night?
I think it's just, you know, kind of the progress we've been making. I don't think it was nothing different. I just think that, you know, the stuff we're starting to do, the kids are really starting to click on what we're doing. I mean,
yes,
our kids are still learning new stuff as we evolve. And, you know, and the more in-depth we can get defensive scheme-wise and offensive scheme-wise, I think the more success we can have. And defensive-wise, Friday night, we were able to show them some different looks they haven't seen on film because we're getting that far along. We start doing some different stuff rather than just lining up in base all night. We're able to show them different looks they haven't seen on film, which I think made a difference.
Yes. And, Tony, but I'm going to tell you something, man. I thought this team was going to come in here and beat us by a 2-3 touchdown because I said, man, these boys are bigger, stronger. They're 5-0, and, you know, they're playing for a lot. And I know we're playing for a lot, want to get that first win. Well, man, Tony, I was surprised the way our team competed Friday night and just came in and put on their big boy britches and went after these guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you said, coming in, you know, they're at a great record already. And then last year they went 10-3, and they returned 15 starters off last year's team.
Yes.
I mean, they did, replace a couple key guys, but still anytime you can bring 15 guys back from a 10-win team where you go the third round of the state playoffs is – It's pretty tough. It was, you know, of course, we're not looking for no moral victory, but I thought that, you know, going into it, though, we did some things defensively that would give them some problems.
Yes.
And we were able to, and, you know, we played really good defense the whole entire game, and I felt like we had an opportunity to actually steal one from them that night. You know, like you mentioned, a lot of people weren't predicting us to win. I think we were underdog by at least 3-4 scores.
Yes.
But, you know, to our kids, it doesn't matter. Even when early in the year we played Pearson Brunswick, yeah, they beat up on us pretty good, but our kids weren't scared. We weren't intimidated. We went out there and hit them. We did the same thing Friday night. It's like, I tell the kids all the time, if we play hard and continue, keep doing things the right way, things will come for
good
us.
Good things will happen. And, Tony, you know, I was up there, and, you know, we announcing the game and watching the game. And, man, I was very impressed with our defense Friday night. I don't know what you gave them to eat, but you need to give them their pregame meal again this Friday night because, man, they put their big boy britches on because these guys would have cut you, chop block you right on the line, Tony, and they held their own in there Friday night.
Yeah, they held their own. I mean, they were bigger every position. I mean, their two tight end wings alone were 260 pounds, you know, both Division I defensive ends flipping over and playing offense. But, you know, looking at the stats, we had 15 tackles for loss on Friday, which lets me know that we were controlling the line of scrimmage, which means we're playing with good leverage, which is one thing we've been preaching from the beginning is we've got to get where we can be more physical up front. Were we stronger than them? No. But I think we played harder up front. We played with more leverage, and we were more physical, which I think made a difference because everything they did get, they had to earn. Tony, they had to earn everything.
That's right, Coach. And I was looking. A lot of their guys were bending over, Tony, by that second quarter. We were well-conditioned, man.
We were well-conditioned. That's, you know, one thing we pride ourselves in, but we're trying to do. We're trying to be physical, defensive football team, try to be wear opponent down in great shape. Now they're playing teams. You've got to play guys like us. Right, obviously, play the teams. You play guys one way. You can't do that. And, you know, we really pride ourselves on our weight program. You know, our weight program is built in condition.
Yes.
Of course, we condition at practice, too, but most of our condition is built with the tempo, practice speed, and also in the weight room, we're on the clock constantly. We're just, and like you mentioned, you know, Friday night, they were going down left and right, and our guys were ready to play another quarter or two.
And Tony, you know, I was just looking at our boys from the time you came here until where they at now. Man, it is amazing. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But I was saying, like I was saying, Tony, the size of our boys from now, where we are today, and when you first came here, man, we were little guys. But I'm just looking at my little ninth graders, man. They are filling out.
Yeah, we're starting to fill out. Our guys are starting to do some pretty good things in that weight room.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like I've mentioned before, in the season, it's really hard to build that growth, too. Mm. We're trying to do a carryover for summer, but, you know, we actually are still getting stronger during the fall. you know, I know we're not looking ahead, but we're really looking forward to winter. We can start doing some more physical things. We can actually work them out a lot harder than what we're doing now because they don't have to go practice for two and a half hours in the afternoon.
And Tony, you know, like I said, man, we had a lot of our man guys on the sideline Friday night. You know, we didn't have Josh Amoson and Will Riles out of that ball game and Crosby?
Austin Crosby. Austin. Will Jones, guys who have started numerous games this year.
Really been helping us, Tony.
Bradley Powers on the low line. Yes. Guys we've, you know, been hurting to have.
Yes. And Tony, I'm going to tell you another kid, number 12, Javon Thomas, stepped in and played a good ball game for you Friday night.
He did. He's kind of coming along. He's one of those kids who, you know, he wasn't really with us much this summer. And we kind of got him, you know, he started coming a little bit towards the end of July, and he's just progressing daily.
Yes.
You know, we're trying to find a position for him. He's kind of bounced around between receiver, DN, linebacker.
Yes.
I think we kind of find a good role for him on defense in that hybrid look. He gives us a good pass rush, and also he's able to athletic enough to get in the box, play some linebacker for us too.
And you know, Tony, the kids are excited, and you know, you can tell because it's spilling over. The guys are talking about, man, next year I'm going to be out there. I hear this kid say, next year, man, I'm going to be out there, Tony. So you're doing the program is going in the right direction.
Yeah, I feel so. I feel like I have kids every day asking if they can come out.
Yes.
I feel like if we wanted to, you know, we're 45 strong. And I feel like easily if I wanted to, we could have 50-plus right now. But obviously at this point in time, we really can't add no bodies.
That's right.
But just, you know, I'm telling them, you know, as soon as the season's over, your season starts. We have no break.
That's right.
So even though you got weight training class, we'll do stuff after school as well, you know, stuff in the mornings. And you need to start focusing for spring ball because it's kind of one of those things. If you're in the school and you don't play spring ball, you're not playing the fall either.
Yes.
And this past year, the guys did the same thing, but now they're the same guys who want to play.
Sure.
So hopefully they've learned their lesson.
Oh, yeah. And Tony, but the coaches from Country Day was coming down Friday night from up top, and they was like, man, this ain't the same Buccaneer team we were looking for. So they were very impressed the way we were playing. And Tony, I tell you what, the crowd was in the ball game. Everybody was excited, homecoming night. It just seemed like the atmosphere was just – it was right there, man, for the taking of that ball game. We didn't get it quite done, but we did a hell of a job.
Yeah, we, you know, the stars were aligned, as you mentioned. We had a good crowd, and they were into the ball game. And, you know, like I said, I talked to the coach for Country Day before the game. He was very, you know, complimentary of what we were doing.
Yes.
And, you know, comparing us from last year, this year,
even though
we don't have the wins, just the way we play.
Show.
You know, the kids played hard. I lay our hat to our kids. I mean, they were ready.
Yes.
Like I told you last week, I feel like we had a great week of practice.
Oh, yeah.
And we were ready to play. I mean, honestly, you know, the last 2 weeks – if a play went here or there, you know, we got to get better and score when we get the ball in the red zone.
Yes.
If we get better at that, we could have won the last
We could have won the last
one. We're not that far off, you know, especially a defense that plays well as they did Friday that started, you know, seven sophomores.
Man. Yes.
I mean, that's
Young, Tony. That's young. Yeah. But the good thing, Coach, we got something to build on, huh? We're young this year, but if we keep playing hard, keep getting better every ball game, Coach. But what I like about your team, they do not die and they don't quit. And you would have to knock them out to beat them.
Exactly. You know, like I mentioned before, we do the same thing in the weight room, same thing in practice. There is no quit. There is no loafing. There is no walking around. Everything is high tempo. We're flying the ball. You know, we're going to practice unless we can't practice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if we go out there and play, and we try to keep that same mentality on Friday night, we try to play for the guy beside us.
Yes.
We try to play for the next play, the next snap, the next position. Trying to get our guys to understand, you know, when you want to build a winning program, they've got to understand that every rep in practice, every rep in the weight room, and every rep on Friday night matters.
Yes. More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the McIntosh Khan Academy Show. with head coach Tony Glazes on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Heating and Air, and by Action Heating and Air. Tony, we back on the air. You know, Tony, we mean you was just sitting there talking. And our little secondary and our defensive guys, you said that, you know, that tight end there, they had a play where they toss sweep that thing and had an unbalanced line. And we've been creeping up all night. And then it's caught us on an unfortunate play, Tony. but you know, like you said, we knew they wasn't going to throw the ball much. Mm-hmm. And we danced, look at him. Let's put him up there and make him beat us with the pass. And they happened to snuck that little tight end out there, and he got away.
Yeah, they snuck him down there. I mean, we knew going into it that the way we had to play, mm-hmm. we had to basically play man coverage.
Right.
And if we didn't, we were going to struggle to stop the run. We had to bring an extra guy in the box, which we had a guy counted for that tight end.
Right.
But he ain't moved all night.
All night.
And then, you know, they opened up a way, and our corner stepped up for 2 seconds in the backfield, getting out to play contain because they had run counter a few times.
Right,
and he ran right by him, and it was too late. I mean, it was a good play on their part. It was kind of one of those things that wasn't a thing we could have doubled or anything. It was just literally one guy had him.
Right.
One guy made a mistake.
Yes.
Playing hard, and it kind of comes with the game. I'll, you know, tip my hat to their coach. They obviously seen something that was open. And they had ran the same play early in the game, and we sacked him.
And Tony, you know, you make adjustment off players during the game, and they made that, unfortunately. They made that one play.
Yeah, which, you know, made the difference in the score, and, you know, it's kind of one of those things. You're never going to fault your kids for playing hard.
No. If a kid is playing hard, Tony, you don't care if you make a mistake. You get mad when they're not playing hard. That's what upsets the coach, when you're not giving me that effort. But if you give me the effort, buddy, you make a mistake, we'll live with it.
Yeah, it's like I tell them every day, I don't want to coach effort.
Sure.
I want to coach ball players who want to get better.
That's right.
So that was definitely not an effort
decision.
It was just a mistake. Again, it was a sophomore corner.
Sure.
Haven't had a lot of game experience. He kind of got in the motion. You know, it was third and short. We were trying to get the ball back, and he stepped right up, and it happens.
Wow. Okay, Tony, we got another big rivalry region team up in Savannah Friday night. The Savannah Christian Red Raiders. They're coming off a big win against Cavalry. So I'm hoping, Tony, they'll be all souped up, pumped up, kind of overlooking us, and we can go in there and do some damage to them Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, they're coming off a big emotional win.
Yes.
They're going into Calvary, beating Calvary at
Calvary
on homecoming.
Yes.
Which is, you know, pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
You know, being that the head coach of Savannah Christian is a former all-region quarterback at Calvary.
Yes.
You know, he wanted that one, you know, being his first year trying to, you know,
get
the program established. Two good football teams. Going to play them Friday night, you know, obviously, just like last week, the first thing stands out, they've got two kids on the defensive line who will flip over and play offensive line as well.
Right.
But they're both Division I kids.
Good.
One kid's committed to NC State.
Mm.
The other kid is only a sophomore.
Wow.
But his brother last year played at Christian. He signed with Georgia Tech.
Man.
Just to kind of tell you the bloodlines.
Oh, my God.
But again, like us in Country Day, you know, their backfield, which is really explosive, they're the secondary.
Mm.
Those two big guys in line flip over and play overline.
Yes.
So, you know, we kind of one of those things, you know, if we can sustain the punch up front, like we mentioned last week, we can just not let them blow us off the ball.
Right.
I think we got a chance to be physical.
Tony, we got a chance to be physical. Tony, we, like you said, we got to swing them up again. Because, you know, they want to play that smash mouth football. That's their style. What they want to do, they want to chew up the clock, control the ball game, keep your offense on the side. But that's why we got to man up and try to get possession and keep them on the side, Tony. Now, we got to be able to move the ball some this Friday night.
Exactly. Because it's not going to be one of those things where we can rely on the defense
all
night, Friday night, because their backfield, they got a lot more team speed than what Country Day had. I don't know if they're necessarily bigger.
Right.
I think they're a little more physical, and they definitely have a lot more speed.
Yes, sir.
But so we're going to have to get on offense and get some possessions, get the chains moving. And you know, when we get down to 20 and 30, that's been our catalyst the last couple of weeks. We haven't been able to punch it in. You know, we get down there and we go backwards.
Yes.
This week we have those opportunities. We really need to punch it in.
Now, Tony, let me ask you this. How many did you reduce your penalties Friday night? Didn't seem like you have as many penalties.
Yeah, we didn't have nowhere near as many penalties on Friday night. You know, definitely from the Brantley game where we were – darn near 20.
Right.
I mean, I think Friday night, I think we had 9.
Man, okay.
Which is still not where we want to be, but we didn't have as many what I call is mental penalties.
Right. You know,
the false starts.
The
jumping off sides on defense.
Yes.
All that good stuff. But, you know, the holding penalties, it kind of comes with the game. I think we got a couple face mask penalties. That's kids playing hard.
Hey,
you know,
the
holding penalties, they were just timely. I mean, we had a 32-yard run. Up 6-0,
would have
got the ball to about 35-yard line.
Yes.
They got called back.
I mean,
little stuff like that just kind of kills you. And then It didn't help our offense that every kick return got called back as well. Man. Which instead of starting on 35-40, we started on the 15 yes. every position. But which Tony, just kills you.
It's just something, man, but that special team. Every ball game, your special teams set us up in big plays. Like you say, if we can stop these little blocks in the back and just do the little right thing and get that good field position, man. A lot of teams don't want to kick us that ball, Tony.
No, because our special teams all year, I think, if we're comparing offense to even, I think I would give us an A for
special
teams.
Oh, yeah, man.
Special and teams. I would give us an A-plus if it wasn't for penalties. I mean, we ran a punt Friday night back to the 30-yard line to set us up. And our punter Friday night was averaging 45 yards a punt. I mean, he was flipping the field all night long. You know, they were choosing not to put a returner back there. Sure. I guess they were worried about a faking.
Sure.
That ball was rolling for days. You know, we'll take it. You know, we know our strengths, and our strengths right now is to try to play the field position, try to play defense. We know we're struggling a little bit offensively. You know, it's not for lack of effort, and we are getting better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially up front, we're getting better. It's just that defense Friday night was pretty good.
Pretty good. Was special, you know. Lots of time, Franklin Nassar, the announcer, let's give that defense a big hand. And, you know, and the crowd was behind us. And I think the kids were buying into that, you know, that little excitement to give them that little boost, Tony. And the coaching staff was fired up. The stadium was rocking. It's senior night. I mean, homecoming was – it was a big night for us Friday night, a good crowd. And I'm so happy the kids put on a good performance, Tony. And, you know, didn't let – everybody went home happy. Even though we didn't win the ball game, but we was proud of the team, Tony.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was definitely proud of the guys. I hurt for them afterwards. Yes. You see the look in their eyes. They wanted that one bad. And they did everything right to win.
It just,
you know, it wasn't our night in terms of walking out of the win. It would have been a huge win. I think it would have been a program changing win for us. You know, being in the situation we've been in the last 2 years. And just hitting on defense. I mean, we kind of knew going into that defense is always far along than offense.
Right.
Especially when you're new into
it.
And, you know, with our defense that we brought over, I think – it's a little more complex than what the guys kind of ran last year. We're kind of asking a little bit more reading and reacting rather than just running to the ball. But I think they're doing a good job of slowly starting to get where we need to be. You know, defense is if one guy makes a mistake, they're 10 to do right.
Sure.
They find that one guy,
sure.
The band's playing.
And like I said, Tony, we didn't have our best middle linebacker in the ball game Friday night. Josh was on the sideline, you know, being out hurting. But I'm going to tell you, Crosby played a super game
Crosby
Friday night.
Played a good game, as you mentioned, Josh. You know, one thing Josh does other than being on the field, we almost miss him more the fact that he makes the call.
He makes the
defensively.
Call.
And I will say, you know, like you said, I thought all of our linebackers played good Friday. Tyler Crosby played good. And Trenton Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
He played first game action Friday night. He played really good at Mike, and I thought, you know, Miles Wood played a really good job.
Miles Wood had a hell of a game.
And he did a good job, and he's really taking over the role. He's now making the calls with Josh being out.
Smart kid.
So we did a good job of getting lined up Friday. You know, we were doing a good bit of slanting and moving up front, and he was doing a good job of making all the calls.
Yes.
So.
And his dad had let the official know if they're making a bad call up there. You go ahead, his mouth. We'll be right back to the Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit. That doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, servicing McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7. And when it does cool off, Action Heating and Air can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 265-3008. Online at actionac.com. And let's go Bucks!
Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. Darien Pharmacy accepts most insurances and offers competitive cash prices. Free delivery to McIntosh and Glynn counties. Look for them on Facebook and on their website, DarienRx.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784. And let's go Bucks!
Okay, Coach, welcome back to the Mac Trescott Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. This segment is brought to you by Darien Rx. Tony, like we knew you just talking, sometimes we can't out-muscle these guys. We just have to use speed. And you was talking about the Crosby kid shooting the gap there Friday night, and y'all put him up there on the line. And I was wondering where he was coming from, Tony. But you brought him up there, and he played a hell of a game up there.
Yeah, we did. You know, we did. He still plays some linebacker for us. It's all based on the set. We right. try to do a good thing of giving all the offenses different looks. That right. way, when they don't line up in, let's say they line up in a spread set, we don't want to line up the same way every time.
Sure.
We want to give them different looks. And they were going, you know, the double tight with the diamond set, three backs, mm-hmm. and two of their backs were the two big defensive ends who had turned 30 pounds. So we had to use him as our adjuster and put him at nose and slant. I mean, it worked out well. I mean, he had five tackles for loss and two sacks.
Yes.
I mean, he was playing his tail off inside. He was using his quickness and strength, and he just plays with that junkyard dog mentality. And that's the mentality we want as a defense. Mm-hmm. We want to mm-hmm. be, you know, we're clean as they can come.
Yes.
But within the whistle.
Yes, sir.
We want to knock you as hard as we can, and we want to fly the ball. And he exhibits that.
Yes,
he really
he
does.
And, Tony, I'm going to tell you something, man. We were sitting up there in the press box doing the game there on television, and, man, those shoulder pads were talking. And the MCA Bucks wasn't backing up. They was like, come on, guys, let's put the Big Britches boys on. We scrap them up tonight. We are ahead of play, and we're not going to back up from you. And they did that all night, offensively, defensively, special teams. Every phase of your team played a great ball game Friday night, Tony. And it's hard sometimes because if the defense play well, offense don't play well. Special team do good, something going to let you down. But everybody did what they're supposed to do Friday night.
Yeah, everybody, you know, played hard, and we played physical. I think Friday night was our most physical. Actually, yes. I think the last two games are our most physical games. And yes. I think we're getting better.
Getting better.
And the physical thing, I think, one, is coming with getting a little stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I think, is getting, you know, we're improving our technique a little bit.
Yes.
We're doing more fundamentals type stuff that we couldn't do early
right.
in the year because
right.
we're too busy trying to
right.
teach scheme.
Sure.
And also, the you know, the third thing is you know, we're just playing physical because we want to. We're starting to really get, we're flying around. We know what we're doing. Anytime you learn what you're doing,
yes.
you're not having to think as much. You can just fly around.
Right.
It makes all the difference in the world.
And Tony, like you say, man, new coach, new system, new staff. The kids new. They got to get used to them. You got to get used to them. And, you know, everything is just brand new. And everybody's – but what I like what you say, everybody is catching on in the scheme of things. As long as you can do that, everybody doing their jobs, Tony, we're going to be all right.
Yeah, I mean, even from a coaching perspective, I mean, just because you coached this way 2 years ago, you
right.
can't coach
no,
this
sir.
Way now, or you can't coach – Kid A, just like you kid can
right,
be,
right.
we're starting to get where we're starting to understand our kids a little more. Because like I mentioned even earlier, a lot of our guys didn't play much last
no.
year. They all, most of them are Thursday night players. I think
right.
I'm looking through the roster, I think we had about five or six guys who played on Friday night.
Right.
And two of them, Josh Amerson and Johnny Cummins, were hurt most of the
right.
year.
They didn't play
so,
much.
So, I mean, you can't get, I mean, you want practice reps all you want,
sure.
but you can't get the game like reps
no, sir.
In practice. That can't
no,
be simulated.
Sir. No,
you know,
sir.
Especially when you come out early in the year, what we ran into early on, our guys are probably thinking, this isn't what I signed up for, but I think we're settling in a little
yes.
bit.
Yes, and Tony, you know, as a head coach, it's a hard job, but you got to get the kids to buy in what you're selling. And that's 90% of your game right there, Tony. If you can get them to buy in what you're selling, make showing them that it's going to work, you got something to ball game win right there already, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the big thing is, you know, me is I got to be the one pushing it down.
Right.
But also, I've got to have my assistant coaches really buy in. And I think
yes.
they have. They've done
yes.
a great job. They do a great job of teaching. We do a good job of coaching. And if you watch us on a silent Friday night,
yes.
our coaches coach our tails off.
Oh, yeah.
They coach
yes,
our tails
sir.
Off. I couldn't be more complimentary of my coaches that I got because we're coaching every rep.
Sure.
And we've got to. One, because that's what we're here to do. And
yes.
two, because we're young. We got to
yes.
coach them up.
And Tony, what I like now, the community is behind you. People are excited, you know. People Friday night, they said, even though we didn't win the ball game, last two ball games, coach did not let the kids quit. And Tony, that's the heart of a champion, not letting the quit. That's a good sign of a good coach. A coach to know what he's doing when the kids don't quit on you.
Yeah.
Now, if the kids start dropping off and quitting, Tony, something's wrong. But when you get, you know, they'd be ready to go on Friday night now. They're excited to come to practice. So that's all of a good sign that we're going in a positive direction.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even early on, you know, we're playing, you know,
Brunswick
and Pierce, and they're beating us pretty good.
Yeah.
Our kids play the final snap.
Yes, sir.
And every football team we played, I remember talking to Coach Stratt at Calvary after the game, and
mm-hmm.
he was just so impressed with how hard our
yeah,
kids
man.
Played. And,
yes.
you know, he mentioned that, Coach, y'all played just as hard the last time as you the first time, regardless of score.
Right.
I said, that's what we try to teach. Even when we were up Friday.
Yeah,
night,
man.
We
yeah.
looked at a 0-0.
Yes, sir.
We're going rep to rep, series to series. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how we're doing. We're trying to teach A to B, not A to the end of the game. We're
that's
just
right.
trying to get better every rep, play just as hard as we did the last rep, and we'll live with the results at the end of the day.
Okay. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Tony, you like I said, we got Savannah Christian Red Raiders. coming off a tough loss to Cavalry. They're going to be mad. They'll be at home in Savannah with their crowd. And I hope we can hush them and kind of stay in the ballgame with them, Tony. Guys come out. Now, we cannot make stupid mistakes Friday night. We can't turn the ball over, Tony. We got to play almost a perfect game to beat these cats on Friday night with their officials up in Savannah.
Yeah, you know, coming into this game, we know early on we've got to establish ourselves.
Right? Yes.
We've got to stop the run, and we've got to establish our run game because they've got what I would consider three game breakers.
Oh, man.
Who in the offense are running to run the flex bone out to a spread. They'll go flex bone, run counter, jet, yes. sweep, belly. And if we get misaligned, band's playing. They're that fast.
That's that fast.
So we've got to get in the game, you know, get the game established at line of scrimmage, play with great leverage, and make them earn everything they do. Now, they're going to get theirs, I promise you.
Just without a doubt.
We're a good football team. We're hoping we get ours, too. But first and foremost, you have no chance if you can't win up front. We've got to at least compete early on and kind of get there and establish ourselves. Let them know, just like Flash Friday,
that
we're here to play. This ain't a cakewalk. We're not just going to bow down and let you win.
Yes. And like I told you, every time we play these cats, it's a walk. You know, like you said, man, they're a very good football team. But let me tell you something, Tony. I'm believing in my Buccaneers that we're a good football team. We're getting better every week, Tony. And we demonstrate that Friday night that we can play with anybody when we put our A game on. Don't turn the ball over. Put your big boy britches on and control the line of scrimmage. We can play with any single A team in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, it's just, you know, another thing what we preach is don't lose a game.
Yes.
Make the other team win the game. They're going to beat us, make them win. If they just beat us, they beat us.
Yes.
We're not in a position where we can get behind the chains on offense.
No.
On defense, we can't get penalties to help set them up.
Right.
You know, we can't blow coverages. You know, we can't make, you know, bad decisions on special teams with penalties. We've got to play within the sticks.
Yes.
And if we do that, you know, I like our chances. Like I said, we're getting physical. We, you know, I think we got a good game plan against them. It's just a matter of when we line up.
Right.
Are we going to win the game in the trenches? Sure. And that's going to be determined early on because a team like that, we don't want to get down.
No.
Because if we get down.
You don't want to get two touchdowns behind them, Tony, because it'll be hard to catch up with.
It'll be hard to catch up, and it opens their playbook.
Sure.
Like we're early on, if we can establish ourselves, especially if we can go punch win offensively, it changes the game a little bit.
Oh, yeah, man. And Tony, like I said, you know, they're going to have a big crowd up there Friday night. You know, Savannah Christian, they come out to support their team.
And I think we're homecoming, too.
And homecoming's But, Tony, I hope the Buccaneers can get a bunch of people up there Friday night. I hope we get this game in Friday night. And not Saturday night, but we got to wait to see what the weather does and see what Savannah Christian want to do. But I hope he can play Friday night, Tony.
Yeah, I hope we can, too. I don't want to have to get in a position where we have to play two games in 1 week or, like you mentioned, even play on Saturday, which, again, that still messes you up in preparation for your next game.
For your next game.
I mean, because we pretty much, as coach staff, we move on Friday night. By end of night, Friday night, I'm done with our game, focus on our next opponent. We try to, you know, we tell our kids, clear mind, we're moving on. We do the same thing as the coach staff. Now, do I think about stuff that happened? Yeah, absolutely. But we go ahead and flip the switch.
Okay. Thank you for joining us on the McIntosh County Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, and we're signing off.